Another day, another soft U.S. inflation print. This was the big story on Thursday, after we had already seen the market react in a big way to Wednesday's round of soft CPI data. We got to see plunging producer prices out of the U.S. on Thursday, well below forecast. And just like Wednesday, the U.S. dollar sold off aggressively in the aftermath while stocks pushed to fresh yearly highs. Of course, the implication with all of this is that the data supports investors' speculation and desire to see the Fed transition to a pause with respect to rate hikes. Nothing else really mattered on Thursday, be it soft China exports or disappointing Eurozone industrial production. Technically speaking, things are starting to get to that place where we can say there is some overextension happening. While this doesn't necessarily mean a reversal should be expected imminently, it does start to warn that we could see some form of a correction in the days ahead. As per our call the other day, we're still not convinced this pullback in inflation marks the end of a trend, with the possibility that it is an intense correction ahead of a move back to the top side. And remember, if the Fed does signal a pause, there is the problem that this will once again usher in another round of inflation. So while everything is looking great right now, we continue to recommend exercising caution. Interestingly enough, the S&P 500 has finally traded back to a critical 78.6% Fib retracement off of the record high to 2022 low move, which could set up a lower top ahead of a fresh wave of downside. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German wholesale prices, Eurozone trade, Canada manufacturing sales, U.S. import and export prices, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.